To open our Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 28. I will be in Matthew 28 tonight. Chapter 28, and we'll be reading verses 16 through 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. 2 years ago, I think it's been 2 years ago, 2 years now, I was invited to preach here at Vision Baptist Church for the first time. Some of you were here, some of you might remember. I was a little bit thinner, a little bit more in shape. It was during COVID. It was during that year. So that all those months during COVID, I was just working out and I got in shape. I lost, I think, like 50 pounds, and I gained it back. I'm going to try and work on losing that again. But I just remember that it was my first time preaching here. And I think Pastor Schaefer, he was out of town, and that's why they had me come in. And I remember I was done preaching. I had preached up here, and I was just walking down the steps, and I see Mr. Mendez right here. He's standing, and he's looking at me. He's going like this. I looked at him. I was like, why is this guy? Why is he looking nervous? Like, and he was just going like this, and like he started sweating. I saw a tear. I saw sweat. I promise you, he was sweating, and I just kept looking at him, and then I just knew the Lord placed something in my heart, and I asked him, "Hey, Mr. Mendez, do you guys need help here at the church?" And man, he just started letting everything go. He said, "Yes, we're looking for an assistant pastor. We're looking for a bilingual guy. He could preach in English and Spanish, and hopefully train him, and one day maybe even take the church if it's God's will, and I think you would be the perfect candidate." And that night I will always remember it. And we don't know if that's God's will yet, but so far God has brought me here, and it's been a privilege to be able to serve here at Vision Baptist Church. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the wages of sin is death." Because of our sin, we need to pay for that. And that's with death. That's separation from God. God is in heaven. He has to separate us from Him and throw us into hell. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He says, but the gift of God. God has given us a gift. God has given this world a gift, and we find the answer to that gift, what that gift is, in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And those are some beautiful verses, some very well-known verses. And if you're here tonight, and you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, you haven't received that gift of eternal life, tonight can be the night. And I'm gonna ask you to just listen to tonight's sermon. And if you are saved, this sermon is still for you. But Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, the Bible says this: "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you be with us tonight. I pray, Lord, that you give me wisdom, the right words to say as I preach tonight, Lord. Hide me behind the shadow of the cross, Lord. And I just pray, if there's anyone in here tonight that hasn't trusted Christ as their Savior, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you work in their hearts, that you convict them, Lord. And help them understand that they are in need of a Savior, Lord. Like I said, just be with us tonight. Open our hearts and our minds to the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of my sermon tonight is The Gift of the Year. The Gift of the Year. Every year people are out looking for the perfect gift, right? We wait in 20-minute long lines at the store. We save money for expensive gifts. We sit in crazy traffic just to get to the store that we need to get to. And we risk ourselves into getting into car accidents. I mean, this time of the year, it could get crazy. Especially, I don't know how many of you went to the store this morning to get last minute groceries. It's packed out. I mean, you can't do nothing. You got to be careful. You don't want to get into a fight with somebody at Walmart or something like that. You just got to be careful. And I mean, yesterday, when I was coming, I was on my way to church. And I come from Buckeye. It's a 30-minute drive from my house to the church. I come from Buckeye Highway 10. I come north on the 303. But I decided, I said, I'm going to get off Dysart this time so I can grab some Chick-fil-A. And I wanted some Chick-fil-A. And it was, man, it was a horrible decision. I mean, I got on the lane to get off Dysart. And I mean, I was still on the freeway and we couldn't move. I said there's probably a car accident or something. And as soon as the traffic started moving, I noticed there was no car accident. There was just a bunch of cars. And it just takes me 30 minutes to get from my house to Vision Baptist to the church. It's just 30 minutes. It ended up taking me an hour. And I didn't even grab Chick-fil-A. When I got to Chick-fil-A, there was a huge line. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm pretty sure if I would have gotten in that line, I probably would have waited there about 25 minutes. And I said, I'm not going to get no Chick-fil-A for me today. And I'm just going to go to the church. And it ended up taking me an hour. And man, I mean, during this, the holiday season, I mean, it could get crazy. Traffic, long lines at the store. And we could get so busy with all of that. You're trying to find the perfect gift. Maybe you got a picky mom or a picky sister and they make it more difficult to get them a gift or something like that. But sometimes we get so busy with the holiday season and forget the most important gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that happens a lot of times. Let's look at verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Like I said, sometimes we get so busy, we forget about the Lord Jesus Christ. It happens. And during this time of the season, we see that everyone's just thinking about Santa or Christmas presents or the trees. But we see here in verse 17, and I want to ask you this tonight. Do we doubt the power of the gospel? Do we doubt the power of the gospel? Like we just read in verse 17, some of the disciples, they doubted. A lot of Christians live like if the gospel just doesn't have any power anymore. The gospel still has power, folks. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. What did Paul, the apostle Paul, say? Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We shouldn't be ashamed. The gospel, it has power still. It still has power. And a lot of times we forget. We're so focused on getting these gifts. I mean, Christmas, we got to bake cookies and this and that. And we forget the most important gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And sadly, folks, God has given, the Lord Jesus Christ has given us Christians a task. And that is to give the gospel to others. That's our task. That's our job. And like I said, a lot of people, they begin to put Santa and presents first over the true gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to ask you tonight, as we just saw in verse 17, some of the apostles, they doubted. They doubted. And I want to ask you this. Are you part of that some, that doubt, that are slowly starting to believe all people around this time, they don't really care so much about church and this and that. about Jesus Christ. I don't want to bother anyone with giving them the gospel. I don't want to bother anybody telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the truth. That's the gift right there. That's the most important gift, especially during this time. Where the devil, and this is the truth, the devil just, you know, and there's nothing wrong with giving presents, making a lot of food, and getting together with family. But the devil, he just wants to, it's always a distraction. He always uses a distraction all the time. But we don't want to forget, okay, or doubt that the gospel still has power. Are you part of that some? Some of the disciples, they doubted the Lord Jesus Christ. It says right there, verse 17, they doubted him. Are you part of that some? You're doubting all the gospel. I don't want to bother people right now. I don't want to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Everybody's busy. They got stuff to do. Okay, I don't want to bother anyone. You got to be careful, folks. Jesus said in Matthew 24, in the last days, the hearts of many will grow cold because iniquity shall abound. Don't let your heart grow cold. Don't say, oh, well, you know, we just live in the end times now. I mean, everything's just getting worse. Everything's just wicked. I mean, people don't want to hear about the gospel right now. They don't want to hear about the Lord Jesus. I don't want to bother anybody about telling about the Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure it's not your heart getting cold. Make sure it's not your heart getting cold. Make sure that your heart is right with the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is the gift of the year. Let's go to verse 19. Jesus Christ says this: Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We use Christmas, like Pastor Schaefer said. It's probably not the exact date he was born, but we do use it to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And without his birth happening, we wouldn't have the gospel. We wouldn't have the good news today. And all of you, raise your hand if you've trusted Christ as your Savior. Let me see. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. A lot of hands there. All right, someone has already shared that gift with you. And you've received that gift. Okay, the gift of eternal life. Now, let me tell you something else right here. It's very important. We are to pass on the gift that was once given to us. And we see that in verse 19 when Jesus says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It is the Christian's job to give the gospel to others. I remember when we were living in Avondale, we had a neighbor. Her name was Jessie. She was an older woman, and we lived there in Avondale for about I want to say 9 or 10 years. And when we moved there, she was already there. She's been there longer than we have, and she liked my dad a lot because my dad was really good with plants. And my dad had amazing plants. He had the best plants there in the neighborhood. And she loved plants too. And she would always ask my dad for tips and all that stuff. And I remember every Sunday we would go to church. And I remember she would just be standing out there. Leslie, I know you remember this. She would be standing outside of her door watering her plants. And she would say hi to us. And since my dad had built a friendship with Jesse, he would always try to invite her to church. And he would try to share the gospel with her. But she was very bitter. Very, very bitter. She would say, no, I'm Catholic. I don't want, I'm okay, this and that. I don't want to go to church and this and that. And she would say that for years. And every Sunday she would watch us. My dad was always very strict on me when I went to church. I had to be tucked in. I had to wear a belt. I had to wear the proper shoes, no tennis shoes. He would say, you don't take tennis shoes to church on Sundays. You don't take a t-shirt to church on Sundays. And you got to be dressed well. And if I would go to church, if I was tucked in, I had the right pants. I mean, my pants had to be ironed. My mom had to iron them. There was a rule in the house where I had to bring out my pants at night, Saturday night, to my mom so she can iron them, okay? And so she could put the line right here on the pants. And my dad would look for all of that. And if I didn't, my dad would hit me. And I remember one Sunday, we were leaving, and I had everything, but I was missing the belt. And man, I got in trouble just because I wasn't wearing the belt. I mean, my dad, he was always checking up on me. And I would always remember Jessie. She would look at us. She would look at me. She would tell me that I looked very handsome going to church. And she would tell my sister she looked beautiful going to church. And several years passed by. She still wouldn't go to church. She didn't want to hear the gospel. And all of a sudden, I think it was my junior year in Bible college, my mom called me, and I don't know what had happened. My sister probably knows the story a little bit better than I do, but Jesse ended up in the hospital, and I'm not too sure, but I think my mom gave her the gospel. She was open about it, and she got saved. And it was our ninth, I think it was like our ninth year living there in Avondale, and she was still our neighbor, and I mean, she started going to church with my parents. And she was just faithful going to church. They gave her a Bible. She started reading it. I mean, she just faithful going to church. And then after that, I remember my mom told me, she said, you know what Jesse told me? She said, I can't believe I've been missing out on this all these years. I've seen you guys go to church every Sunday morning faithfully. I cannot believe I've wasted so much time just watching you guys, never hearing the gospel, never getting saved. I can't believe I wasted so much time. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the gospel, for sharing the gospel with me. I'm saved now. She knew she was a born-again Christian, and that she knew she was going to go to heaven the day she died. A few months later, I believe it was, or a year later, she passed away. And as soon as she got saved, the Lord opened doors for us to move to Buckeye. I believe the Lord had us there just so we can share the gospel to Jesse. And once that was completed, the Lord wanted to move us somewhere else. I strongly believe that. And she got saved. I mean, it was incredible. I couldn't believe it. She was always very bitter and she didn't want to hear anything. Folks, don't judge somebody just because they look bitter. They look mean. I do this a lot. I'm trying to be careful with it. Sometimes you can look at somebody and you say, oh, that person won't hear the gospel. You never know. You don't know people's hearts. Just give them the gospel. It's our job. We are to pass on the gift that someone once told us about to someone else. Someone else needs to hear about salvation. Someone else needs the gift of eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen. It's Christmas, presents, tamales, pozole. Well, I'm Mexican, that's what we eat. I don't know. All right. But if you're from the South, I'm pretty sure you guys eat some really good food. But that's great. But the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what it's about, folks. That's the main gift here. And it is our job to pass on the gift of salvation to others. And it's important to know. It's important to know how to share that gift with others using the Bible. If you don't know, speak with some of the soul winners here. Pastor, Brother Urban, Mr. Dahlman. Someone can teach you how to pass that gift to someone else, which is the most important gift during this time of the season. Let's look at verse 20. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. If we are to teach somebody the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ on how we ought to live, we shouldn't be hypocrites. We should be doing the same. We should be living the way the Lord, according to the commandments he has given us. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to observe his commandments. Not only does he want us to observe them, but he wants us to teach them to others. And that just go back to our same point. We ought to share the gift of salvation with others. How are you doing with that tonight, Christian? Are you sharing the most important? Yes, you probably got a gift, an amazing gift for your family members and all that. But are you sharing the most important gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what it's about, folks. Sharing the most important gift, which is eternal life. Another question to you tonight is, are you living for what God has commanded you to do? Are you living for what God has commanded you to do? We have a lot of people, the majority of you, you're all saved. So that question is to you. Are you living the way how God has commanded you to live? The new year's coming up, and maybe it's time you start taking the Lord Jesus Christ serious. I mean, you see in my neighborhood, in Buckeye, I haven't seen any Baptists or any Christians, you could say, knocking our neighborhood, spreading the gospel. What I do see is a bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses, and they're spreading a false gospel. That's not of God, and it's sad. And we having the true gift, the gift of eternal life, us knowing about it, having the truth, and we don't even speak about it, we don't talk about it, we don't share with others about the gift of eternal life, folks, that's on us. That God has placed our church, Vision Baptist Church, here in this neighborhood. It's our job to go out and share with people the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, He gives us hope. He gives us eternal life. How are you doing with that tonight? Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes. And I'm going to ask Pastor Schaefer to please come up.